How's everybody today? So we've had a rough week, just as a nation, as a community, as a whole. And so I thought, do I confront the elephant in the room? Or do we just kind of go on about our day to day? I decided to confront the elephant in the room. It's a hard sermon to preach sometimes when God tells you to love, right? Because fear is real, and fear creeps in when we least expect it, and it can overwhelm us, and many of us are fearful. Just what took place this last week in our election, and with every single right do we have to wonder, what's going to happen to our nation and what's going to happen to the world in front of us? And look, I'm not here to be political and I'm not here to talk politics. And that's not what it's about today. 2 weeks ago, I was talking to my friend Debbie LaViolette. If y'all don't know her, you should get to know her because you can get some sermons out of talking to her. But we were talking about something totally different. We were talking about, you know what? There's no fear in love because perfect love cast out all fear. And I said, oh my God, Debbie, I think I have my sermon. And I was like, I got to quit texting you because I got to write some stuff down. Probably about an hour. And she said, are you still writing? And I said, yes, sort of. And I was at work. I had no idea what was going to happen in our election. I had no idea. But you know what? That didn't matter. God had given me a word and he was preparing me for that. In John 4:18, and that's where we're going to be, and we're going to be a few places today, but it says we're told that perfect love casts out fear. And that's all fine and dandy, Pastor Gene, I understand that, but, you know, what does that mean? What is perfect love, and how in the heck does it cast out all fear? And that's actually the title of my sermon, How the Heck Does It Cast Out Fear? But fear is cast out when people live a life of love. Loving God means trusting him in all situations. And when we have perfect love, which is by God alone, there is no fear. And the reason that there's no fear in God's love is that he drives out that fear. He throws it out, he removes it, he thrusts it away, and he places it with his love and with his Holy Spirit. That fear he replaces with himself and with his Holy Spirit. And you see, God may not change a person's situation for a while, but he will change an individual where fear is not consuming them or ruling over them. And we shouldn't live in fear because of that. Because, see, God's love is so radical that when we know that he loves us, then we can have perfect love in order to love people the way that he loves us. And sometimes that's difficult, but that's what we're called to do. His love is selfless. He isn't looking out for himself, but he's looking out for us. He's looking out for us day by day, situation by situation, minute by minute, second by second. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. He is for us, not himself. And he really does want to keep you safe, and he really does want to have you where you live your best and keep you from harm. And he legitimately is out and cares for your well-being. And he really wants to have good things for your life. Because the reality of his love is that it's selfless to the point that he substituted his life for ours. And when we understand that his love is selfless and fully directed at us, then we can confidently go in him and know that he is going to help us in our time of need. And so many times I think secretly we think, oh my gosh, he is just punishing us. Or he doesn't care about us enough to help us with our problems or our issues. And truth is, that is wrong. Wrong. His ultimate desire is to see us fulfilled and be in peace and joy and happiness and have eternal life. That's the radical love that he has for us. God loves us. It blows my mind how a God that loves us so much, he's backed by limitless power. Here's a God that loves us so much, and all this power that he has the power to stop the ocean and say, you know what, that's, you can only come this far. That's it. That's not how much power he has. He has so much power that he has control over the ever-expanding universe. He says, you know what, you're going to be here, and you're going to be here, and you're not going to come this close because that could cause an issue. He's got that power. He's got power to heal. He's got power to move mountains. He's got all this power. And guess what? He loves us enough, and he loves us so much that we are backed by that power. So he's capable of providing every need for us. He's capable of defeating death itself. Don't you think that he can defeat anything for us? Absolutely, he can. That's the God that we serve. And through his love, we lack nothing. Psalms 23 is filled with this promise. And whenever I was looking, I said, I don't know if I should read this scripture or not. But the scripture got me through this week. In this crazy, uncertain world that we live in a day-in, day-out basis, I took a moment to realize that the Lord is my shepherd. I lack absolutely nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. That got me through. And y'all, that tells me God ain't playing. That tells me he's on my side. He prepares a table for me in front of my enemies. I lack nothing, not one thing. There is no lack in his perfect love. There's no fear when we stay in his perfect love. When we realize how perfect that he loves us, that's how we're able to love our enemies. That's how we're able to go out and change the world. That's how we gather comfort. That's how we walk in peace. We walk in peace because we walk in love. And within his perfect love, he leads us on the right path. Even though we're walking through a dark valley, he's with us. We're not alone. There's no reason to fear whatsoever. No reason to fear because of his love. And here's what I know about love. Let me tell you, I love everybody. I don't like some people sometimes, but I love them. But here's what I know about love. Love is stronger than hate. Love is more powerful than any man, any government, or any country. Love has the power to set us free from fear. Love can change the way that people view God's kingdom. I know that love changes everything. It does. And no matter what is going on around me, I am persuaded that beyond doubt, that neither death nor life nor angels or principalities nor impending and threatening nor things to come, no powers, no height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. So that means nothing can separate me from loving people. Because if he loves me, then I love people. And that's what he's called me to do. Y'all, we're going to be all right. We are. As a community, do we have fear right now? Absolutely we do. But I refuse to let fear rule my life. I refuse to let fear prevent me from loving other people. Because love is the only way that we're ever going to have the victory when it comes to standing up for our community. Fear is not going to rule us. But I tell you, it's time to turn fear into fight. Because fighting for love is worth the fight. Because guess what? Love does trump hate. Love never fails. Perfect love, when we know that we're living in perfect love, guess what? We can start a revolution. It's not just a song, Deb, right? We can start a revolution. It's a movement. Love is a movement, a living, breathing thing. Love is a mighty force to be reckoned with. Love can change minds, and love can cause a flood of change. There is no reason to fear. Because fear is what keeps us held down. Fear keeps us from speaking out. Fear keeps us from loving the people that don't love us. Guess what? It's not our problem that they don't love us. We're walking in the right, and you can't tell me any different. But we have to love them back, even if they don't like us. And all is not lost. If you want to march, then march. If you want to protest, then protest. But guess what? Do it out of love, not hate. Do it out of wisdom and not fear. It's okay to stand up, but stand up in love. Don't stand up in hate. Our community is just really scared right now. Not just our community, but other communities. We've come too far to turn back. It's not just a hymn. We've come too far to turn back. And you know what? God is on our side, and love is on our side. And when we start loving people through him and him, knowing that he loves us and we can march on, let's do it. Let's start a love revolution that is not just a song, but that it starts here. It starts in our hearts, and it starts in this church, and then we take it to the city, and then the city takes it to the state, and then the state's going to take it to, you know, wherever. If we have to march, by all means, march. I'm not calling this to, like, a call to arms or anything, but I am saying that we have to love. And when we start loving, people are out there hurting. They don't know what's going on either. But you know what? If we start loving those people, we bring them in. You bring more what flies to honey than you do whatever, whatever. I don't know. But love is that honey that brings those people in. When God is on our side, guess what he does? He gives us favor and he opens doors. But the only way that we're going to be able to do that is through love. I was talking to Pastor Keith, and we were talking about Esther. Do you know Esther changed the heart of a king? He was actually going to kill Jewish people. And through prayer and through fight, not in the wrong way fight, and wisdom, she changed his mind. Guess what? We're Esthers. We can change the heart of a king because we serve the mighty king. We are not to live in fear. We're to love in peace. And all is not lost. Let love transform those fears or those weaknesses. Make it a strength. that we can change the course of this nation, that we can change the course of generations, that we can change the course of our day-to-day lives. Love. Love never fails. Have faith. Have hope. But the greatest of those things are love. He says, have faith, hope, and love. But love. There's nothing that love cannot conquer. Absolutely nothing. My message is very short, but it's all about love, folks. He says he gives us a place before our enemies. But it's time that we just stood up and said, you know, enough is enough. And we're going to love and we're going to march on and we're going to change the course of our nation for the better. And the course of our state and the course of our children's fate. And we can do that. We've come too far. We've come too far to turn back. Amen.
Amen. When I was in Bible college, there was a teacher that I had. His name was David Wilkerson. And David Wilkerson started a group called Teen Challenge up in New York. One of his first encounters was a man named Nicky Cruz. And Nicky Cruz led a gang. And Nicky Cruz was on drugs, selling drugs. And David Wilkerson kept sharing about God's love. How God's love will change you. Not legalism, but God's love. And Nicky Cruz took out a switchblade and said, if I hear you say that one more time, I'm going to cut you into pieces. And David Wilkerson said, with every cut, I will tell you God loves you. That's the power of love. And that's a revelation and a revolution that we need to get. That there is more power in love than any other gift, because it comes directly from God. Let's close with this.